listening all night to Bob Mamet from his CD London House Blues, because it's a very Chicago CD, as is the Mamet family. Bob's older brother is David Mamet, who wrote a few plays and a few movies, and Bob is equally talented in another venue. A remarkable book came across my desk. Many books come across my desk, and very few of them are remarkable. This one is called City Edition. I don't know what... Fellas, the two men who made this book, Tom Mayday and Sam Landers, are in here. They are the partners, editors, and publishers of this Trope City Edition. How do you... This is your first Trope City Edition, and it is Chicago.
Yes.
Talk to me about Trope City for a second. This is your, you know, you guys seem like bright, sensible guys. I've said this before the show. You don't seem like drug addicts or lunatics of any kind. Yet you decided to start, wow, it's 2019, let's start a publishing company. It's a tough, tough era for publishing companies. Why did you decide to start this, Sam?
Well, you know, Tom and I have known each other for quite a while, and we've actually had a book published, a couple books published before.
Independently?
Independently, but books that we've worked on together. And, you know, this is something we've always wanted to do. And, you know, one of the things that we've recognized is that photography, which is both of our interests, has changed dramatically in the last six or so years, especially with social media.
Sure.
And mobile.
Well, and digitally too. I mean, I'm a little older than you guys, but I certainly have seen amazing technological changes in how photos are taken, what they're taken with, how they're made, how they're produced, how they're developed.
I spent many years in the film era.
Talk to me, because you're going to be on the whole hour. Talk to me about your background, Tom. Where are you from?
I grew up in Evanston. And I spent some time at Rochester Institute of Technology.
Sure, know it well.
Where it really was a Kodak university, and they were teaching me basically how to make film. I was not that interested in learning how to make film, so I left school and started assisting Victor Skrobnesky.
You were an assistant to Victor?
Yes.
I know Victor very well. Victor Skrobnesky, for those of you who don't know him, is one of the... he's made a lot of money shooting fashion, but he is also an artist of incredible note, famous for his portraiture for the Chicago International Film Festival, among many things. How'd you get a job with Victor?
You know, it was the craziest random visit to an aunt and uncle in New York City in 1981. Their neighbor in New York, their neighbor's mother was Adita Sherman, who had her studio in the Carnegie Hall studio. And that has gotten some attention.
Nice
lately.
Building to have a studio. Yeah.
So she lived there and she had a studio there, and she needed an assistant. Victor rented her studio every time he came into town. He was shooting for Estee Lauder. I had a chance to meet him. And his assistant left a few weeks later. So it was just the random luck of being in the right place. But so Victor was an incredible person to learn from.
Still is.
Yes.
His favorite shot, one of his favorite shots, is that legendary shot of Vanessa Redgrave.
Yes.
You know, William,
yes.
I'm talking to the guy who was your assistant for all those years. And he must have inspired you as a photographer. Then
his influence was so strong on me that I had to. It took many years for me to not photograph like Victor Skrobnesky.
Exactly.
Because
sure.
He had such a vision and was an incredible artist. Knew how to light a subject so incredibly beautifully before it could be corrected or improved in Photoshop.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how long did you work for Victor?
I worked for Victor for almost 3 years. And so I was around the negatives that are the well-known ones. The portraits and
Orson Welles,
Vanessa Redgrave, and
Then you went out on your own as a photographer, or
so yes. I was a struggling photographer trying to find my own vision.
They all are at first. I mean, they all are at first. Even Victor at first was kind of
trying to make a living.
Yeah, sure.
So I started bringing a portfolio of pictures around, and I happened to bring it to Marshall Fields.
And you were working at Fields then,
yes,
Sam?
Yes, I was an art director at Marshall Fields at the time. All my life, I wanted to work at a department store. So I left an art director position at a well-known agency.
What did you do that? Where are you from? Where did you go to school?
Well, I grew up all over. My father was a diplomat. I lived in places like Pakistan. Pakistan and Korea, and I was kind of a diplomat kid, lived in Washington,
sure.
D.C., but I ended up in Michigan, and I ended up going to Michigan State University, and when I graduated, the choices were, really, I wanted to go to a big city, and it was
Detroit, Toronto, Chicago. Yeah,
that was an easy decision. So I do feel like Chicago has become my hometown. I've traveled quite a bit through the decades with my jobs. But when I was at Marshall Fields, I worked with a lot of amazing photographers. And I saw a portfolio from one of the many models we used. I did a lot of work on men's fashion. And this portfolio came along, and it was just incredible. And
you're talking about Tom Mayday's portfolio.
So I called him, and he came in, and we were both students of photography in many ways. We really appreciated the history of photography, photographers. We knew a lot of the same names, and friendship started. But I think more importantly, we've done a lot of work together on books and projects. And
well, the latest project for these two gentlemen is the Trope City Edition Chicago. It is volume one, number one of what is likely to be what has already started as a series of photographic explorations, I want to call it, of various major cities around the planet. We got to take a little commercial, but they're going to be here all the way until 10 o'clock, so stay tuned. Will the Sox steal one from the division-leading Twins on their home turf? White Sox Twins, Monday night at 6:30 on WGN TV Sports.
Did you hear about space crime? It's an actual space crime that may have been committed for the first time. Two women are married, by the way, of their separation. One on the space station tapped into her computer finances.
Uh-huh.
And either moved some money or reallocated some money without her permission. So some sort of financial fraud, accused of committing identity theft from the International Space
Station. She needed LifeLock.
The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
People in space have better things to do, don't they?
Well, she had a lot of time. She's in the space station. Space crime.
What are you talking about?
Space crime.
Hi, folks. Orion here. My teammates at Gary Lang Cadillac are excited for the big event and want to help you score a touchdown with a brand new Cadillac. With over 2,000 vehicles on 23 acres, you're sure to make a winning play at Gary Lang Cadillac. Plus, the sales professionals at Gary Lang Cadillac are MVPs in the industry. They'll bring your Cadillac to your doorstep for a test drive. Rest assured, you'll feel like a Hall of Famer at Gary Lang Cadillac. Trust me, folks, I've been a part of the Gary Lang Cadillac family for more than a decade, and they are a name you can trust to find you the right car at the right price right now with service you can depend on. Schedule your appointment online at GaryLangCadillac.com. Gary Lang Cadillac, just minutes from anywhere on Route 31 between McHenry and Crystal Lake. And remember, if it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, you probably paid too much.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's T-R-Y to 350-350.
Let's face it, you're getting ripped off by your bank. You earn no interest on your balance. You get zero advice on how to manage your money. And you're charged outrageous fees. Your money deserves more. Check out Empower, the most rewarding and intelligent way to bank and crush your financial goals. Empower's high interest checking account earns 1.90% APY on all your money, plus cash back on debit purchases with no fees and no minimums. Empower also offers customized budgeting tools and real-time alerts to help you earn, save, and spend like a boss. And for trickier questions like how to build your credit or refinance your loans, the financial gurus at Empower are on standby to personally advise you. You can't get this experience anywhere else. Join over 500,000 customers who've installed the Empower app to grow their wealth and manage their money confidently. Get $10 free when you open and fund your Empower account with $50 in the next 24 hours. Empower, the most intelligent way to bank. To get started, download Empower for free in the App Store or Play Store.
Welcome back. Sam Landers and Tom Mayday are the partners, editors, and publishers of Trope City. Trope City Edition Chicago, Volume 1, Number 1, is their first published book. It is a stunning gathering of photographs. We'll get into the details of who the photographers are. There's some 260 shots from 27, I think, photographers. And it's, you know, I know Chicago pretty well. And this book, the photographs give me certain perspectives that I did not know, did not see, especially because I wasn't up in a helicopter or a drone in the last chapter of the four. So you guys meet at Fields. You're impressed with his work. Let's jump ahead many years. You obviously have an affinity for the creative art, and you started to work together, and you started to... When did you publish your first book, and what was that?
In the mid-90s, we actually collaborated and did a book called Great Chicago Stories. It was 60 portraits.
I remember that book.
And 60 stories.
So. Yeah, I was stunned I wasn't asked to be in the book. That's the only thing that troubled me about that book. That was a cool book, though. I liked it.
We were very young. Didn't really know what we were doing.
So you worked for cheap.
We worked for cheap. We worked with Logan Distributors, and I'm not sure if they're around, but... it was a black and white book.
Yep.
We met, Oprah Winfrey, David Mamet.
Sure.
Many of the Chicago notables in different...
Sid Luckman, about whom I wrote about today in the Tribune. Yeah.
And we actually met with each of them, interviewed them, and spent usually a half a day to a day with them to get their favorite Chicago story.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tom would take their portrait where their story took place. So... It went to two printings. The first 7,500 books sold in 2 months. It was Chicago bestseller.
That's pretty good, guys.
So we got the bug. We got the taste for beautiful books.
Well, there's something, even though you, Tom, have seen your work in various publications and in annual reports and all sorts of other places, and there's a real jolt from that. There's not much recognition most of the time, except from the people signing the paycheck, which is probably the best recognition a freelance photographer could have. But this is a vastly different thing, seeing your names involved in published books.
Right. It was very exciting, and it was an incredible way to meet a lot of Chicago notables. And I just think that it did provide us with a venue for really understanding photography and connecting about our love of photography.
It must have provided what I think is probably the spark, or at least the seed of what has become Trope City Editions. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely, Rick. We had always talked about what the next Chicago book would be. I think, 20 years ago, Chicago was really a collection of stories.
No question.
Stories and notable people.
Mm-hmm.
I think today, Chicago is probably more among the world-class cities like London and Hong Kong. And tourists and people from all over the world come to Chicago because of how beautiful the city is and how beautiful the architecture is.
Yeah.
So when Tom and I started thinking about creating Trope as a publishing company, we knew we wanted to do books about photography. One of the big questions we had was, where are the emerging photographers of today going to come? Because I think 20, 30 years ago, galleries...
Well, 20 or 30 years ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, you could have opened a phone booth, because there were phone books, and found, you know, 200 very capable freelance photographers.
Yes, yes.
Both newspapers, 20 years ago, both newspapers had a number of photographers on staff. Yeah. It goes back to when Gary Comer did the City 2000 thing.
Right.
You know,
right.
Gary Comer, the founder of Land's End, said he wanted to catalog the city, and he footed the bill.
Rich Cahan.
Rich Cahan running, being stolen from the Sun-Times to take over that thing. There were a lot to choose from. Now there are not so many.
Well, yes, we think yes, though, because, you know, when we look back, let's say 10, 15 years from now, the master photographers, the generation of photographers that we're going to be talking about, we think they're on social media today, on
Instagram.
That's
interesting, and that's where you found the 27, I counted them, 27 photographers who are whose work is featured in this book. We got to take a commercial break, then we get some news, and then we will dive deep into what is really a remarkable book. It starts off here, Welcome to Your City, and I love that too. It is, you can go to, if you want more information, trope.com, T-R-O-P-E.com. I'm assuming you can buy this book in any reputable bookstore, which is also another shrinking part of our world. But stay tuned through these commercials and the news, and we'll carry on with these two nice guys, Sam Landers and Tom Mayday. That again is Bob Mamet, a local lad with his London House Blues, which is a tremendous, tremendous jazz CD. That's Bob playing the piano. The Trope City Edition Chicago, which launches Trope City Editions across the world, there will be more of these books, is a gathering of 260 images of a city that you may live in, but you have never quite seen the way you will see it on the pages of this book. I've seen the Wrigley Building a million times. I've worked in the Tribune Tower, and this is a spectacular shot. The men who put this book together, it's a brainchild of Sam Landers and Tom Mayday, who are the partners, editors, and publishers of Trope City Editions. Who are these photographers? There are 27 of them. Well, when you get, you get the idea, and you have a couple books under your belt, and you say, okay, now is the time, you know, tricky publishing environment to put out a collection of photographic images of the city we both live in and both love. How do you then go about selecting? We talked about 20 years ago, you would have hundreds of photographers from whom to select. You are interested in the new kind of photographers who are perhaps showing their work online. How did you start the search?
Yeah. Well, you know, because of our history living in Chicago, we naturally looked at photographers that we knew.
Sure.
Guys in their 40s, successful photographers. And as soon as we started looking at their work, there are two things that we saw right away. One is our city has changed so much. So while some of the photographers we know shot rigorously maybe 10, 15 years ago.
And had incredible archives.
Yeah. Exactly.
But the city really looks different today.
Yeah.
And what we also realized was when we started researching online, Instagram has become the de facto portfolio capture online. And so whether you're an established photographer or a young new photographer, you're going to be on Instagram.
Interesting.
When we started looking at these photos, the images that just struck us right away, we started researching who they were. And we realized they were, some of these photographers were 22, 24-year-old self-taught photographers. Now, I think with the backgrounds that Tom and I had, we knew right away that there's a lot of redundancies, and there are social influencers that are not necessarily photographers on Instagram. So I think because of our background, we were quickly able to identify photographers that we thought could play well in a book like this.
And you just simply got in touch with them through Instagram saying, hey, we're thinking of doing a book about Chicago. We'd be interested in seeing your portfolio.
It is interesting. It seems like once we got past the gatekeeper, whoever the gatekeeper was in a particular city, they would spread the word that we have a legitimate project going, and we have published books before, and there were some bona fides that needed to be checked in people's minds.
Oh, of course, sure.
Yeah. And then we got return phone calls.
Yeah. Some of these photographers have 250,000 followers or more online. So you can imagine how often they're approached.
Some are from Chicago, some are not from Chicago, some are Chicago natives, some live elsewhere and visit here frequently. Right. How could you possibly cut this down to 27?
I barely made the cut.
Huh?
I barely made the cut.
Well, and you've got the inside track.
And I had an inside track, I think. Well,
but did you say to yourselves, let's call it at 30, let's call it at 25? You must have at some point said, look, let's just take the best 27 we have.
That's kind of what we did.
Yeah.
And the London book just came out. And one of the things we learned.
And you went about that in the same fashion?
We went about it in the same way, but we have fewer photographers. The Hong Kong book has 18 photographers, I believe. The Tokyo book that's following in March will have about 17. We had 27. We love all the photographers in the Chicago book. But the editing, as you can imagine, the editing process was quite a challenge.
27 photographers, 260 images.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys looked at tens of thousands of images.
Yes.
What was interesting, too, is that for a lot of these photographers, their published moment, their final image was when it was published, posted on Instagram. So we had different technological requirements. We needed a high-res digital file for printing.
Sure.
And so that was a hurdle in itself for some of these guys to go back. They are learning how to be photographers in some cases, and so they didn't necessarily have the digital
The technical ability to do this.
Right.
Yeah. I will say, however, the photographers that we've picked, the majority of them are very passionate photographers. And, we hope and we believe many of them will be around in 5 years, 10 years. And they're not just doing this because of social media or to become a social influencer.
I'm assuming they're not doing it because you guys are paying them a fortune to do it either. Yeah. I'm thinking that they are contributing these.
Yes, they are. However, one of the reasons we started this series is, as I said earlier, we wanted to find these emerging artists.
Yeah, it's a means of discovery. You guys are on a mission of discovery here, right. I think.
Yes.
And we have another emerging photographer series where we've published the first three solo books of individual artists.
Wow.
Street photographers.
Wow.
So, and then...
Interesting you say this right after a couple of days after Robert Frank, original street photographer and ultimate street photographer died. Let me ask you guys, the technology has changed. These shots aren't, everybody thinks, one thing that troubles me is people think, wow, look at this. I took a great picture of you with my iPhone. There, ergo, I am a photographer. Mm-hmm. Having worked with people like Charles Osgood and the dozens of photographers I've worked with through the years at newspapers, there is a vast difference. Because I can sign my name doesn't mean I'm a writer, for instance. It's that big a difference, I think.
Right.
It's the way of, for instance, it's the way of looking at a building or looking at a face or looking at...
I absolutely agree with that. And these photographers have an eye and a sensibility that qualifies them as a photographer.
As an artist,
and they are learning the technical aspects of it. They are, most of them self-taught, but they're doing an amazing job teaching themselves. And the sheer energy that they bring to this learning curve that they're faced with is astounding. They're an amazing group of photographers.
Well, that's one thing I will tell you. I mean, the book basically is centered in the center of the city. It takes on Michigan Avenue and the river and the loop and Millennium Park and I'm trying to think.
The lake. The lakefront.
The lakefront, which is stunning. But it's basically a book for images of the central city, let's say.
Yes.
That's purposeful, no doubt, because this is where the architecture flowered. There are great buildings and some great buildings spread around, but most of them are concentrated downtown.
Yes.
You also selected, you have, in part of the book, the lovely maps of where, really handsome maps of where all the photos took place. Why do you think that was important?
I think part of what we wanted to do was not just have a book of all photographs, but for people who enjoy photography who may not be photographers themselves.
It's basically a way to say, hey, you have a camera, here's where you can go, see what you see, shoot what you see.
And to get to know the city. So we've done that for each location, Hong Kong, London, Tokyo.
You also picked quotations. There's not much text here. The text that is here is quite good. There's sort of introductory graphs for people who don't know anything about the loop. You know, I don't know how Mike Royko, Nelson Algren, and Studs Terkel would feel about being paired with Ayn Rand, but they'd be happy. They'd be happy to be paired with you know, I don't know how they'd feel about Rand McNally, but Frank Lloyd Wright, H.L. Mencken, Mark Twain. What was it like to pick those quotations? You could, because you also could have had a million quotations in there.
You know, I think that was our contribution to the book, even though they weren't our quotes. You know, we wanted to select people that were somewhat well-known.
Sure.
But also quotes that I think really represented and complemented the photography. And the architecture in Chicago. There's actually a quote by author Audrey Niffenegger. Tom actually went to school with, and she wrote...
Did you? Audrey's a great person.
She wrote a really great book.
She was a very talented photographer in high school. So it doesn't, I mean, she's an artist now and a writer, incredible writer. We really got a good sense of her.
There are a lot of Frank Lloyd, egomaniac that he was, there are a lot of Frank Lloyd Wright quotes, and you picked a very nice one. Eventually, I think that Chicago will be the most beautiful, great city left in the modern world. Yeah. Knowing Frank Lloyd Wright, he probably said that about a number of cities. We're going to talk a little bit more. We're going to take a quick little break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the book and how you can get it and how you can look at some of the images, because they really are. This last one, Chicago from, is it called From the Sky or From Above?
From Above.
Is quite remarkable, because unless you have an airplane or a... flying a drone or a helicopter, you've never seen the city like you see it in that final. There are 8 sections, right?
Yes.
Is that right? 8 sections. That's the final section. And one very close by where we're sitting right now. We'll be right back. The first Trope City Edition is devoted to Chicago. 260 photographs by 26 emerging photographers and one very established photographer, Tom Mayday, who is sitting here. It is Chicago the way I have seen in my lifetime all manner of really bad photographic books about Chicago, where someone will come in who's a very good photographer and they'll take photos of the usual suspects, and someone will write some, you know, cheesy, cliche-ridden city of the big shoulders nonsense about the city I love. This will show you a Chicago from viewpoints, artistic viewpoints that you have never seen before. You'll see the city, I think, in a brand new and very, very refreshing way. When my guests, Tom Mayday and Sam Landers, went out looking for photographers, they went after young, emerging photographers, because they will see a city in a different way than someone who has been looking at it and taking perhaps just not for any bad reason, taking things for granted. They will see things in a new way.
One of the things that we were impressed with this group of photographers and their energy was to go out, no matter if it's below zero, no matter if it's snowing or raining or all kinds of conditions, the fog is rolled in. These guys are out and they're shooting and they're capturing and they're walking and exploring, and it's just incredible what they were able to capture. Sam and I actually went out and tried it on a few, one rainy night I called up Sam, say, Sam, let's go out and try to get some shots for the book. And we realized these photographers have raised the bar. Our idea.
Yeah, you two old pros were like, hey, man, it's cold out here. Let's go back inside. Are you crazy? Yeah. You two old pros are like, wait a minute. This is for young kids. That's something that there's something to that point that's very refreshing about these images. I mean, that word sticks in my mind, refreshing. And it's just, it's a bunch of young people looking at the city in an artistically new way.
Yes.
Is that?
I think that's really true. And we really edited it and put the book together based on what we got. Even though we selected the photos, there are several images of the Cloud Gate, the Bean.
Yeah, well, sure.
Several images of Willis Tower.
And several images of the Wrigley Building.
Yes.
You know, what's interesting, there are pictures of the Willis Tower, for instance. The first image in that chapter, I have never seen the Willis Tower from that
interesting.
Angle.
Yeah.
And with that contrast.
By Cameron Sears.
I hate that building. I mean, I hate almost everything about it, but seeing it here made me like it a bit.
Okay.
It didn't make me fall in love with it. Yeah. I mean, the loop and the river stuff is just is amazing to me.
Rick, if you don't mind, I'd love to just name some of the photographers.
Sure.
Because one of the really interesting things about meeting these photographers is they come from all walks of life. We have a woman, Sonia Weiss, who is a scientist. We have Neil Kumar.
Mm-hmm.
His entire portfolio on Instagram is our photos shot with an iPhone, and he's a dermatologist. So we have Koku Liu.
You've got Mike Spatz, who's a skateboarder from Milwaukee, discovering new ways to explore a city through photography. You've got Matt White, California native who works as a financial analyst with a passion for travel and photography.
Max Leitner.
Yep. Yeah. On page 273, you can read about here's one. This doesn't really strike me as, wow, would this guy be a great photographer? Originally from the Los Angeles area, Nick Crawford, now living in Chicago, works as a technical recruiter.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, go ahead, shoot some pictures.
Excellent.
But you found the interesting thing is that because of the new world that is the internet, you were able to discover, and you guys know a good photo when you see it.
We hope so.
Yeah.
No, I tell you, you can go an easy way. I'm sure it's on Amazon, but an easy way for you to buy this book would be to go to trope.com, and you'll see some other stuff there too, and you'll learn of the next edition, the Trope City Edition London, and then you will learn about the next one, Trope City Edition Hong Kong, and then Tokyo and
Paris more plans. And New York.
Huh?
And Paris and New York will be next.
Wow. Do you guys go to these cities and just like...
on occasion.
It's a tax write-off. Wait a minute.
That's a good point.
$20,000 having food in Tokyo at the finest hotel they have. We're interviewing photographers who are dermatologists. I can't tell you guys. I mean, you know it's a precarious publishing environment, but you guys come to it with such vast experience in the business of photography and publishing and editing and art directing that if you guys can't make it, nobody. I'm serious.
Thank you for
nobody.
That vote of confidence.
No, well, it's for coming from me, so take that on. Take that under serious advisement, will you please? But the book is just beautiful, and I think You know, walk in a bookstore. There still are bookstores. Walk in a bookstore, thumb through it, and it's astonishing that you guys were somehow able to pull this off for $40 a copy, which is nothing. It's a beautiful, beautiful book, and well, it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. You're book buyers. It's up to you. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Sam Landers and Tom Mayday, who used to work for Victor Skrebnesky.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we'll send you a copy of my old... what I discovered about Victor in doing this long profile for the Tribune magazine, and I don't know if this is an apocryphal story, you know, Victor's growing up on near North Side, and one day he's in Lakeshore Park, which is between Chicago Avenue and Pearson on Lakeshore Drive, and he finds a Brownie camera in the rain. And he, honest boy that he is, he takes it inside and says, "I found this." And they said, "Well, if no one's come back to get it in 2 weeks, you can have it." That. Whether it's true or not, I love the story.
That story.
And Victor says it's true, so it's a great story. That's right. How Victor Skrebnesky became a photographer. Fellas, thank you so much for coming in, and great success. I'll keep people up on what's going on with Trope City.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. We'll take a little commercial break, then we'll get some news, and then we'll talk to a couple female novelists.